President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act came up for debate in the House of Representatives Thursday, and as expected, it fell out along party lines. On one side, Democrats.
The bill before us today marks a triumph for our nation.
And on the other, Republicans.
This is an absolute disgrace. It's beyond belief of how terrible this moment is.
The Build Back Better Act includes Biden's agenda on climate and social programs. It has more than $500 billion to address climate change, $400 billion for child care and preschool, and expansions in health care. Democrat Pramila Jayapal of Washington is chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. She says the bill tells families, "We have your back." For example, cutting the cost of child care and prescription drugs, as well as taking on housing, climate change, and more.
And for the first time in 35 years, we say to immigrants, you are truly essential, not expendable, and we will protect dreamers, TPS holders, essential workers, and farm workers.
Republicans were united in opposition to the measure. Republican Lauren Boebert of Colorado dismisses the bill as this junk and Biden's broke back budget.
I think they've lost their ever-loving minds. $7.8 billion for environmental justice. Going towards woke universities, $100 billion for amnesty workarounds as our southern border is completely invaded by nearly 2 million illegal aliens, many of them criminal aliens. There's $550 billion for Green New Deal policies.
Andrew Garbarino is a Republican from New York. He calls the bill a sham to push what he calls far radical progressive policies.
This would be the largest spending bill in our nation's history, the largest tax increase in our nation's history, and it's going to fall on the backs of middle-income and low-income families. And for what? A massive government takeover, 150 new programs when we can't even work the programs we have now well. It would grant amnesty to 7 million illegal immigrants and put billions into the Green New Deal.
Republicans largely tarred the bill as representing socialism, but Democrats reject those claims.
Democrats have a plan to serve the American people. Republicans have an agenda to stop Democrats, period.
Kentucky Democrat Jim Yarmuth, chair of the House Budget Committee, alluded to the recent vote on an infrastructure bill, saying last week Republicans claimed building infrastructure is a socialist activity.
And now child care is socialist, public education is socialist, caring for our seniors is socialist, dealing with climate change is socialist. I'd like to get a definition from my Republican colleagues about what socialism is, because the American people see this very differently, and virtually every poll on this piece of legislation has showed overwhelming support for each of the elements that we are proposing.
After hours of debate, the House took a break while a committee reviewed a Congressional Budget Office analysis that some moderate Democrats had wanted to see before they vote. Next came more debate, with a final House vote expected later Thursday night. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.